This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Baltimore County High School senior Haemin Lee disappeared one snowy January afternoon in 1999. Her body was found less than a month later, buried in a shallow grave in Lincoln Park. An ex-boyfriend, 17-year-old Adnan Syed, was arrested for her murder. He was convicted and is serving a life sentence in a maximum security prison in Western Maryland. But he says he's innocent.
I just sometimes wish like they could like look into my brain and see how I really felt about her. And no matter what else someone would say, they would see, man, this guy had no ill will towards her. Whatever the motivation is to kill someone, I had absolutely, it didn't exist in me. You know what I mean?
That's Adnan Syed talking with Sarah Koenig over the phone from prison. Koenig is a producer on the public radio show This American Life and a former reporter for the Baltimore Sun. She and the This American Life staff were so intrigued by the case, they've launched a new podcast devoted to the story called Serial. Sarah Koenig joins me now on the line from State College, Pennsylvania, to talk about it. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Introduce us to the people in this case. Who were Haemin Lee and Adnan Syed?
So they were both seniors at Woodlawn High School in Baltimore County in a magnet program. You know, it's what's sort of everybody has said to me about both of them is just like they were so extraordinarily bright, well-liked kids, you know, like they were just both kind of people light up when, you know, I mean, obviously not so much a lot of, you know, for people who think he's guilty, but even people who do think he's guilty have like such glowing things to say about him when he was 17. And so there were just, there were these sort of basically happy kids in a tight knit group of friends.
And they had been dating for a while?
So Adnan and Hay had begun dating in their junior year, in the spring of their junior year. And they dated through that summer before senior year and then into the fall of senior year. And that's when their relationship kind of falls apart around November, December of 1998, when they're both seniors.
You have been investigating this case for more than a year. When did you know it was going to be a long-term project?
So I wasn't even sure it was a story for us, you know, immediately, like even for This American Life, for the radio show. But I have to say, it grabbed me in a way that very, very few stories have grabbed me in my career, where I couldn't let it go. I just was really, really bothered by what I had learned about the case. And when I started looking into it, I thought, oh, let me just pitch this to the staff and see what they're saying, you know, what feedback they give me. And the staff was kind of like, yeah, it sounds sort of interesting. It sounds sort of interesting. And then once I started reporting it, I was like, there's so much here to talk about. There's so much here to talk about. But this is before we had even conceived of the new podcast. And so then about a year ago, so it was last January, we started talking about doing a podcast. And then when I came up with the idea for Serial, I didn't immediately think like, oh, I need a platform to talk about this murder case, so let me cook up a podcast. You know what I mean? It was like, yeah, you know, the podcast I'd like to hear as a listener is a serialized documentary story. And then when my boss was like, well, what do you got? I was like, well, there is this murder case I've been looking at, you know? And so then that's what it became. So they kind of came together at the same time. And I felt so relieved because I was like, wow, now I can take as long as I need to tell this the right way.
On 88.1, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Sarah Koenig, producer on the public radio show This American Life. She's host of a new season-long podcast called Serial about the murder of a Baltimore County high school senior 15 years ago. The first episode airs this weekend on This American Life. You can hear it here on WYPR. Sarah, a lot of defendants say they're not guilty, even after they're convicted. What makes you think Syed might actually be innocent?
I mean, I'll say right out, I don't know if he's innocent. I really don't. Like, I really don't. I guess the thing that has grabbed me about this one, where I didn't just immediately dismiss, you know, like, oh, yeah, they're all innocent in prison, right? Yeah, like none of them deserves to be there. Because I know, you know, I used to be a criminal justice reporter. Like, I get it. You know, I know this happens a lot. So, you know, I don't think that I'm naive about that. I think what's interested me in this case is, you know, the state's case is built on the story of one witness. And then that witness's story was corroborated by cell phone records, essentially. Like, that's the whole case. And there's no physical evidence in the case at all linking Adnan Syed to the crime, which, you know, I know now is not that unusual, but it's like there's no slam dunk piece of evidence that says, like, oh, he definitely did it, assuming that you're not believing that one witness full bore. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you take a skeptical eye and say, oh, okay, well, what if this guy's story isn't true, then where are we? What do we got? And so by the same token, there's nothing showing slam dunk that Adnan is innocent. So just that grabbed me of just like, wow, that seems like a difficult case to make. And then the other thing I think that has really intrigued me is just Adnan himself. I mean, I don't know how you heard that clip you played where he's just saying, like, I wish people could look in my head. You know, I feel like that's what I'm trying to do, is I'm trying to look into his head. And he is a really, really compelling guy to talk to. He's really smart. He's really interesting to talk to. He seems compassionate. He seems sincere. You know what I mean? And so once I kind of got to know Adnan a little bit, I just was like, well, what does this mean? Do you know what I mean? Like, if he did it, does that mean that he is like the greatest sociopath that's ever lived? Or does it mean, or am I supposed to believe what I'm hearing? You know, and how do you sort that out, not only as a reporter, but just as a human being?
Because there is no physical evidence, it strikes me, certainly the first episode, so much about memory. This happened 15 years ago. What do people remember and why do they remember? How have you seen memory shape this story?
That's so interesting. And I feel like I'm struggling with that even still, you know, because I've been really lucky in this story where I have access to a ton of documentation. So I have as much as I could get of the police notes from this case and police interviews and stuff. So I have a document of what people were saying at the time. But even then, right, they're being asked about it 6 weeks later, sometimes 2 months later, sometimes 3 months later. So already you're thinking, well, what do they really remember and what is now colored by what they know? How do you deal with contradictions in what different kids are saying or different teachers are saying about Hay or about Adnan or about their relationship or about how they acted or how he acted after she went missing, how he acted after her body was found? Sort of how do you reconcile those? And then how do I keep my own feelings or thoughts in check to not cherry pick, you know, memories that sort of help me or help a certain side versus ones that don't, you know what I mean? So there's that going on. And I'm sure the cops are having to do the same thing, right? Like, they know how memory works too. And then the second layer of it, right, is what people say now and how their feelings about it have changed and their memories have totally changed. Like, there's one guy, I remember I went to interview him, and he had been a friend of theirs in high school. He'd been a friend of Adnan's. He'd been in classes with them. And he said to me, you know, yeah, at the time, I remember kids were getting interviewed by the cops, but my parents really, you know, shielded me from that. Like, they did not want me talking. And so I never did a police interview. And I said, well, here are the notes from your police interview. Like, he, you know what I mean? Like, he just had completely, the narrative of what had happened, like, his role in it had completely shifted over the year. And he wasn't lying to me. He just didn't remember. You know, so then everything he told me, you know, I really had to wonder, like, what's true and what isn't. And so I think, like, the only way to deal with it in the story is to just get in front of the fact that this is all shifting, all of it. Adnan's memory, too. You know, everybody's memories. It's so slippery.
Do you know how the story ends yet?
No. I really don't. I feel like once every 2 weeks, my producers and I play this like pick an ending game where we're like, okay, so if we figure this out, then X, then Y, that, you know, but okay, so if it goes in this direction, then we're going to do, you know, we're just constantly making different story webs in case of this, in case of that. So I don't know. I really don't. Well, I hope I'm going to figure it out soon.
I think a lot of us are going to be listening. Thanks for talking to us about it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Sarah Koenig, she's host of a new podcast called Serial about the murder of a Baltimore County high school student 15 years ago. She's a producer for This American Life and a former reporter for the Baltimore Sun. The first episode of Serial will air this weekend on This American Life. You can hear it right here on WIPR at noon tomorrow and at 3 on Sunday. We've also got a link to the Serial podcast at our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Ahead on the show, movies you gotta catch this fall. Stay with us on 88.1.